DeSantis Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. Bond issues face voter backlash.
Unofficial results indicate that several school districts, including Hugoton, Ulysses, and Oberlin, did not pass bond issues aimed at school improvements. In Hugoton, a $36 million bond for safety and classroom upgrades fell short by 649 votes. Ulysses voters rejected a $45 million bond for grade reconfigurations and safety upgrades, with a related 1% sales tax question also failing. Oberlin's $29 million bond for building upgrades was turned down by 58% of the voters.
The Goodland Police Department says Police Chief Frank Hayes has died from medical complications. Hayes was an officer with the GPD from August of 2003 to July of 2004 and returned to the force in February of 2017. He was appointed chief in September of 2020. He was 53. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Good afternoon. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News is brought to you by Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On August 25th, 2023, the USDA's Farm Service Agency, FSA, announced that it is updating the Livestock Indemnity Program, LIP, payment rate to support livestock producers in the Midwest who have lost cattle to the extreme heat and humidity experienced this summer. To help indemnify ranchers to reflect a trend towards higher cattle weights and feedlots, the 2023 LIP payment rate for beef calves over 800 pounds will increase from $1,244 per head to $1,618, an increase of $374. According to FSA Administrator Zach Ducano, the recent heat domes plaguing many parts of the country have proven to be unsurvivable for some animals, and temperatures are not expected to let up anytime soon. This is one of the latest many examples of how a changing climate is creating immediate challenges for farmers and ranchers, and we're finding that our emergency relief programs need to adapt accordingly. Given these circumstances and the trend towards higher weights and feedlots, it became clear that USDA's livestock indemnity payment rates were not reflective of the true market value for cattle. This change will better indemnify the investments producers have in the livestock they raise, and we will continue to find flexibilities where possible to help our farmers and ranchers in the wake of climate-related impacts. LIP provides benefits to livestock owners and some contract growers for livestock deaths exceeding normal mortality from eligible adverse weather events, certain predation losses, and reduced sales prices due to injury from an eligible loss. Indemnity payments are made at a rate of 75% of the prior year's average fair market value of the livestock. The updated LIP payment rate is effective immediately and will be applied retroactively starting January 1st, 2023 for all eligible causes of loss, including excessive heat, tornado, winter storms, and other qualifying adverse weather. Producers who have already received LIP payments for 2023 losses will receive an additional payment, if applicable, commensurate with this updated rate. FSA recognizes that an annual update of LIP payment rates does not account for the volatile nature of livestock markets and is further exploring flexibilities to establish more current payment rates. Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commissioners will hold their next public meeting on Thursday, September 7, 2023, beginning at noon, and all are invited to participate. The meeting will take place at Lee Richardson Zoo in Garden City. However, interested parties need not be present to participate. All Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meetings may be accessed via Zoom, phone, and live video audio streaming made possible through YouTube. On September 7, 2023, commissioners will vote on possession limits for amphibians and reptiles, hear general discussion updates on bison conservation in Kansas, harvest reporting methods for migratory birds, deer regulations, and Cheyenne Bottoms Wildlife Area. The department secretary will then offer an agency and state fiscal status before commissioners conclude with discussions on workshop items, items that may be voted on at a future date to include big game permanent regulations, carcass movement regulation, boating regulations, and non-resident access regulation for waterfowl seasons only. Time is always set aside for public comment, including public comment on non-agenda items. I'll be back with more of your news in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to start work on multiple resurfacing projects in Trino County this week. Project work will include milling and overlay on K-198 from the I-70 junction to the east city limits in Collier. Joaquin Business Loop, US 283 at I-70 exit 127, north to Barkley Avenue, east on Barkley Avenue to the US 40B junction, then south on US 40B to I-70 exit 128. And K-147 from 1,600 feet south of P Road to P Road near the Big Creek Bridge crossing. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zones and directed by flaggers and a pilot car in some areas during daylight hours. Drivers are advised to plan for delays of up to 5 minutes or less. The Norton Police Department are reminding drivers that now through Labor Day, September 4th, the Norton Police Department will join other police agencies across Kansas in a crackdown aimed at removing impaired drivers from the roadway during the You Drink, You Drive, You Lose campaign. It is illegal to drive while impaired, yet one person is killed in a drunk driving crash every 52 minutes in the United States. Just one drink before driving can put you and others in danger because alcohol impairs thinking, reasoning, and muscle coordination. Driving after consuming alcohol or any other potentially impairing substance is a choice you make. According to the Norton Police Department, the You Drink, You Drive, You Lose enforcement campaign is intended to remind drivers to take a moment to consider how it would be to begin every day with the memory of your decision if it resulted in injury or death. If you are driving impaired, you are not only more likely to crash, but that crash is much more likely to cause serious injury or death. Think about your family, your friends, your co-workers, and your neighbors. Always wear your seatbelt. It is your best defense against impaired drivers every trip, every time. Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that you can count on the Norton Police Department to vigorously enforce impaired driving and other traffic laws, not just during this enforcement campaign, but all through the year in order to save lives. Residents in USD 294 Oberlin voted Tuesday, August 29th, on a $29.15 million issue to replace a 96-year-old elementary school and update the 84-year-old Decatur County Junior and Senior High School with additions and renovations that would also house the grade school. According to a social media post in Decatur County, Kansas, the unofficial results of the 2023 Decatur County USD 294 special bond election are as follows. Canvas is Tuesday, September 5th at 10 a.m. With a voter turnout of 53.714%, votes for yes were 362, votes for no were 621. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated. New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our made-in-the-USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill coming to you from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack was questioned yesterday about the Biden administration's continued push for electric vehicles, potentially at the expense of biofuels. When asked about the lack of support for E85 vehicles, Vilsack launched a defense of the administration's actions supporting biofuels in general.
What administration finished the work on E15? What administration has made E15 year-round available? What administration has put billions of dollars in the development of sustainable aviation fuel? What administration ended the rather liberal use of waivers to allow petroleum companies to basically skirt their responsibilities under the renewable fuel standard? Okay? The answer to every one of those questions is it's the Biden administration.
With respect to the summertime E15 waiver, the Trump administration had initially issued a waiver in 2019 allowing year-round sales. However, that waiver was struck down in 2021 by the D.C. Court of Appeals. Vilsack also rejected a claim that tax credits available for purchasing an electric vehicle gave them an advantage over flex fuel vehicles over the vehicle's lifetime.
The industry has a renewable fuel standard, which mandates and requires a certain amount of fuel to be blended. What is the value of that to the consumer, to the very person? It's probably the life of the car, a heck of a lot more than $7,500. It's a savings, in any, depending upon where you are. It might be a quarter a gallon. It might be 50 cents a gallon. If it's E85, it might be $1 a gallon. You total that up. Oh, man, it's way by $7,500.
Vilsack also provided an update on climate smart partnerships during his visit to the Farm Progress Show yesterday. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market, including Z-Tags, Y-Tex, Allflex, and other trusted brands, as well as supplies for goat and sheep ear tagging and feedlot tags. In addition to ear tags, you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet. Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Hot and dry weather expected for a while as we have another strong high-pressure system building in the Central Plains. Looks like that'll hang around through the holiday weekend. Some parts of our state will hit the 100s again by tomorrow, and we probably won't get cooler weather until at least the middle of next week. There'll also be a low-pressure lee trough developing over eastern Colorado today, and that'll contribute to hotter temperatures in our western high plains, and we'll be in the upper 90s there this afternoon. Dew points will be in the 50s today with the hot temperatures. That puts our relative humidity in the 30s in the western and central counties and 40s in the east. On the map heading into this afternoon, Idalia is all the way over in North Carolina and has dropped below hurricane strength, but the southeastern states are still getting a lot of rain. A couple of lows bringing rain to the Pacific Northwest and a few scattered thunderstorms in the Rockies. For the central plains, we don't have much going on except for the hot and dry weather. Flow at the surface is generally from the south and southeast, maybe a little bit breezy in the western counties. That lee trough will stay in place through this afternoon. Overnight, we get clear skies, lows generally in the 60s, except for some 50s in the eastern counties. Friday morning, our low-pressure trough is still in place. We get another sunny and hot day. Upper-level high pressure stays put through the weekend, and the trough slides a little bit towards central Kansas. By Saturday, we'll have a thermal ridge setting up, and that means highs in the 90s and 100s through Labor Day and sunny. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the mid-90s with mid-60s for the overnight hours. Upper 80s and low 90s north-central, and tonight we're in the mid-60s. Mid-80s northeast, upper 50s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 90s in the southwest counties, and low to mid-60s for the overnight hours. Low to mid-90s south-central, tonight we're in the low 60s. Southeast, low 90s for today, and upper 50s and low 60s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.